Legends 92.9 now brings you Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware.
Well, the program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends. We have a group in from Canadian, Texas, 60 West. We had the privilege of playing with you guys in Wheeler at the car show in August, and so heard you and wanted to get you guys down this way. Band members include Jay Mosley on acoustic, Demir Gasparlin. I knew I was going to mess that up.
Yeah, it's all right. It's not the first time, but the last time.
On vocals and lead guitar, and Shane Spencer on the drums. And we couldn't afford a bass player, so we came. Plus, we're a little tight on space. Welcome to the program, guys. Thanks for taking time to come down.
Thank you for having us.
All right, we're going to find out a little bit about where each of you came from and how you ended up in this band together and listen to a little music. Jay, you and I go back a little ways. We've known each other for probably, 15, 20 years, I guess.
At least.
Something like that.
At least.
When you used to come down and get service at Ware Chevrolet, kind of had no idea that you were a guitar player. So where did it start from?
Well, for me, it kind of started I was around 8 years old. Parents bought me a guitar, and at first I was kind of kicking it around, wondering if I was even going to be able to play the thing, and then had a couple of teachers, and I got kind of bored with them, so I decided, well, I'll just pick it up myself and play along with some songs and things, and that's kind of how I learned through the years. And then in high school, I played with the stage band for a little bit, Canyon High School.
Okay, all right.
Back in the 80s. And then after high school, I had the opportunity of playing with three or four bands when I was going to school at WT, and you know, just kind of always been involved in some band or some kind of deal involving music since then.
All right. So how long have you been in Hemp Hill County?
I came to Hemp Hill County in 88.
Okay. And so you've been on the sheriff's department up there and been part of that for a while, kind of left for a while, and now you're back there with
sir.
Them. And,
yeah.
And Shane, back here on the drums, we put him back in the corner.
I'm kind of far back here, but I'm still part of the team, I think.
We tried to put him out in the other office. And anyway, we let him come in here with the rest of the band. Normally, when we have drummers in, we have two or three drummer jokes, but I think I've worn all of them out, so I'll lay off the drummer jokes.
I'm sure there's plenty to go around with those.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Shane. Where'd you grow up?
Well, I grew up in Amarillo, born and raised there. So my first wife lived in Canadian, and so that's kind of how I got it into Canadian, I guess. Moved to California, moved back to Canadian.
So what'd you do in California?
I did some... I worked for retail companies out there, and my daughter was in acting, so I carted her around mostly, and worked part time while she did her thing for a few years. And
okay,
and after that was all over, we moved back to Canadian.
All right, and, so you're the economic development,
yes, sir,
director.
Yep. Do that during the day and run the. Run the theater,
have the movie theater in the evenings, and you've been there for about 9 years, I think you told me something.
Yes, sir.
Like that.
Since 08, we've been running the theater. So,
just a little plug for that movie theater. That's one. You know, if you hadn't been, we're pretty proud of the one here in Shamrock, but the one in Canadian's pretty cool too. It's got one of the top sound systems in the in the country. So
yeah, it's a THX certified cinema. Not to plug it anymore, but I mean, it literally does have a really good sound.
That's what we do. We plug stuff, so don't be shy.
Well,
you drive this far to do an interview, we're going to let you plug.
Well, sure. Whatever you need me to say. But it is. The sound in there, it is like a sound studio. I mean, everything's set up acoustically. It's perfect.
That's a great venue.
These guys have played in there, and it's hard to duplicate that clean of a sound, because there's no echoes, there's no corners, it's got a wood floor, so it absorbs everything. It's just a good room to play in. It's nice and square.
Well, tell me a little bit about 60 West. How'd you guys get together and kind of music? Demir, you want to do this one? Okay.
On one of the parties, we had like a jam session, and that's the first time I met Jay. It was just awesome. We kind of clicked. There was more than a few songs that we both knew, and I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. So then we started getting together and jamming, and like, hey, let's go play open mic at Go. So we did, and then Nick kind of joined us, Nick McQuitty, for a little while, and then we played at the Railhead for a while.
One of the shows.
Yeah.
All right, so the goat, when you mentioned the goat, that's the stumbling goat there.
Stumbling,
in Canadian.
That's right.
So, all right, just so everybody knows where we're at. So tell me some of the different genres of music that you guys lean towards.
Well, we were at this little gathering in somebody's backyard. I don't remember exactly whose backyard it was, but I started playing the song by Red Hot Chili Peppers called My Friends. And that's actually the song that got us going. We started picking on it, and it just kind of progressed from there. And we'll play that for you this evening as well.
All right. You want to get into that now?
Yeah, we can.
All right. Sure, I think it'd be a good spot to do that.
Let's do it. Okay.
This is My Friend by 60 West.
My friends are so depressed. I feel a question of your loneliness. Confide, 'cause I'll be on your side. You know I will. You know. All of you hurt by the cold, so hard, lonely too. When you don't know you're still, my friends are so distressed and stand of emptiness. No word I know of to express this emptiness. I love all of you.
the program and listening to is Lyrics and Legends. Jay, wow, that was some good acoustic work there.
Thank you.
So is he being a little shy when he said he played with a couple of bands? Is that?
I think so. I think that's...
he's got his secrets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a little further from the real truth.
So that's what we're here to do, is we're digging into the...
That's right.
To the truth. And Demir, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay.
You are not from Texas. I'm picked up on that pretty early.
Correct. Yeah, with my name, obviously. I came originally from Croatia, which is former Yugoslavia. I came in 91 when all the war and Bosnia and all that stuff was happening. I started playing music when I was 11, got into some bands, almost dropped out of high school to be in a band. Finally ended up actually in a recording studio with the band in Croatia. But then just as, you know, things were picking up, we were opening for bigger names and the war came. And so I left, came to the States. I was in New Mexico for 12 years.
So what part of New Mexico were you?
Angel Fire, Eagle Nest.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah.
All
beautiful.
Right. Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. Got married the first time there, had two kids, met my second wife who grew up in Canadian.
Okay.
So then we moved to Canadian when our kids became ready for school, obviously. So it was a good choice.
So you're pretty hooked up on the music scene when you were in Angel Fire? And
oh, yeah. Right? I had bands, of course. You know, did it solo gigs as well. You know, just open mics and that kind of stuff.
Probably never went to Red River or anything, huh?
A couple of times. Yeah, a couple of times.
Okay.
But not as much.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Great area. That's a lot of fun to go
yeah.
in.
Yeah, it is. And then, you know, talked earlier, met Jay, and then we met Shane.
Yeah,
Shane just bought a drum. Like
yep.
a couple of months ago.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
Met them.
Yeah, at that time.
Yeah.
So.
You sound like you've been playing for at least 2 months. So.
Yeah, at least. Yeah.
Well, for a drummer, it's decent.
Yeah. At least.
He does. Yeah. So you guys ended up in Canadian and got with Jay and started working up from there. Tell me a little bit about music influences growing up in Croatia. What's...
Of course.
Was a lot of American music?
Oh, absolutely. 100% for me, anyway. I never got into, like, the, you know, the European, local, you know, Croatian music, but I really always Led Zeppelin, Clapton, you know, classic rock.
All right.
And then when I came in the 90s had a lot of good music, too, you know, so.
So any country influence in there?
Huh? There was. I wasn't much into country, but there was quite a few country, even bluegrass bands. In my hometown, in Croatia,
okay.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool.
All right. And Jay, go back to some of the, I know you said you started in Canyon and played with a couple of bands there. Is it anybody that we're familiar with now that you guys play?
Oh, I got the opportunity to play a little bit with a band called Exile. That was kind of a...
See, I was thinking he's
yeah.
holding out on me.
Yeah.
Never heard of those guys.
It was one of those lucky deals for back in, I don't know if you ever remember the deal where in Amarillo they used to have this Fun Fest deal around.
You bet, yeah.
Labor Day, I think it was. And
right.
I was playing with a band at that time, and I got the opportunity to do a gig with Exile that particular day because they were having some problems with some equipment and a band member that wasn't able to show up.
Wasn't a bass player.
No, it wasn't a bass player. Yeah, I got that's an opportunity that I'll always cherish. And there's been some of the Red Dirt guys around here that I've been able to go to some shows and kind of gone to a few after parties where there's some jamming going on. And I always try to have my guitar with me.
In case something breaks out.
Yeah. You know, things along those lines. And,
all right.
And I just enjoy music, and if there's an opportunity, I'll jump in there.
All right. What, you guys want to do another song for us?
Sure.
What do you have? What are you thinking, Shane? What are you thinking, Demir?
I always just follow these guys, whatever they
okay.
play.
He mentioned Eric Clapton. We've got a Eric Clapton.
All right. What's the name of this song?
Can't Find My Way Home.
Can't Find My Way Home. All right. We're going to listen to this by 60 West, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Thank you.
You are the reason I've been waiting all these years. Somebody holds a key.
Legends again this week. This is a little departure from my normal lineup. It's been a little tilted more country, but wow, that's good music.
Thank you.
We appreciate you guys taking time to come down. In the studio is 60 West, a little band out of Canadian, Texas, with Jay Mosley on acoustics and vocals, and Shane Spencer back in the corner on the drums. Demir Gasparlin. Did I do that good?
Yes.
Close enough?
Yep.
All right.
Dimitri. Oh, Dimitri.
Dimitri.
It's all good. I know what you mean.
Yeah. It's close for a Texan. So, and Demir is from Croatia. All right. Just found his way over to another country called Texas. So we're glad to have you here with us.
I'm sure glad to be here. That's for sure.
We love the music, and I kind of want to just get back into one more. Jay already put his guitar down, but
well, he can put it back on.
Jay, what do you want to do for us?
We're going to do one of our originals for you. This is a song that Demir wrote, kind of about
revolution.
Revolution, about some issues that he had back in Croatia and stuff.
Well, it's actually one of my best friends. He was a bass player out of all musicians anyway. But we left Croatia together, and we were going to go work on a cruise ship and get like a little mixing board and write music and all this stuff. But we got separated in Germany when they, you know, flew us to U.S., and we got separated and put on different ships, and then he went back sooner, and we never kind of caught up, and then eventually a few years later he committed suicide, but he had heroin problem, so which I guess lately is coming out to the light, the epidemic of narcotics and, you know, heroin and that kind of stuff. So I wrote this song actually about him and I, and in a sense just having a dream and then a revolution and, in a sense, the war, the Civil War. And
all right. Well, let's just get into this.
Let's do it.
All right.
Thank you.
has just begun. It's just begun. It's just begun.
The program's Lyrics and Legends, and you know, we started this thing out featuring local musicians because we want to give a chance for guys around this area to be heard, and I think you guys really fit in well. I appreciate 60 West coming down from Canadian, Texas, and from the Department of Shameless Plugs. 92.9 now has a translator in Canadian, so we're on in Canadian. What was funny, Shane, before is we could get up to... about the dinosaur, you know, everybody's familiar with the dinosaur if you drive from Wheeler to Canadian, but you could never get over that little hill there. So Canadian kind of sits on the backside over there, and so it's hard to get a radio signal from here into there. With, you know, once you hit that cap rock there, it kind of dies out. So my engineer just kept working and working and finally came up with a plan to get a translator on in Canadian. So 92.9 is now heard on 102.9 in Canadian, and so we're pretty excited about that. So we're excited to have some guys in here from Canadian, Texas. Is one of our first interviews since we went on the air there. So how long have you guys been together?
Me and Demir about 4 years now.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah, it's been pushing on 4 years. Sometimes we do acoustic stuff by ourselves, you know, real small venues. Sometimes we have a full band, just kind of, you know, we're real versatile. And
talk about, you told me earlier, I think before we were on the air, about I don't know if it was your first gig, but one of your first gigs up there at the Stumbling Goat.
Yeah, we were going to make a real impact, so we started off with this real hard song, and I don't know if it was the volume did it or simply a couple of
loose screws
or something. But
yeah, we're not talking about the drummer.
Yeah,
I wonder who was the contractor that put that.
There was a door to the sound room there in the Stumbling Goat Saloon. It's kind of up above the stage where your sound guy can view and communicate with the people on the stage what's going on. And I mean, we just strummed our first note, and this door falls off and hits the bartender in the head. It didn't hurt her too bad, and I'm glad that it didn't. And she's a good friend of mine, and so we decided if we ever make T-shirts, we may have to put on their hard hats required when we play.
Yeah. We blow the doors off or something.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody, I know a lot of our listeners have probably been up to the Stumbling Goat in Canadian. That's a great music venue.
Yes,
and they have
is.
A lot of really, really big name bands come in there. And it's one thing that I've really enjoyed about Canadian being so close to this area is because we've been able to go up there and catch some people that we wouldn't be able to see. Shane, you probably have a little insight on the music scene in Canadian, and you guys do some other events through the year as well, don't you?
Can
you?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we of course, being chamber director up there, we, you know, I've been involved just for about 2 years now. I've been with them, and we've always carried on tradition of music in the park, and so through us, we book different bands that are in the area, and it's usually a country band or someone who plays some folk music. We actually had a piano man this year come down from Amarillo, and we set up the stage there. Chamber has a stage and set him up on that, and they play for whoever wants to come, and it's free. And we do that in June. We do that on Thursdays in June. So that's one thing that's a pretty long-standing tradition. And then also having the goat there, Stumbling Goat, they've brought in hundreds of bands over however long they've been open. You know, that the music scene in Canadian is always there. It might not be big as in your face as some other places, but we're pretty filled up with musicians, as far as, you know, your pickers and your grinners, and you got RJ Vandergriff that's up there. He lives a little bit north of town, but I mean, he's a good old country, you know, country singer and picker. And there's lots of people that attend our music festival that we have every year.
Yeah, it's, tell me a little bit about that. That Canadian River Music Festival, what yep. time of year does that usually take
it's
place?
It's in May. I think it's usually the second weekend in May, whatever the date might be, but
Just tell me some of the headliners you guys have had for that in the last few years.
I know this year we had one of my favorites. If you're talking a country influence on me that I liked was Black Hawk.
Okay.
And Black Hawk was there many, many years. They've had huge success. Randy Rogers Band, Pat Green.
And the Rodeo Board brought in some good bands, too.
Yep. Rodeo Board.
We had Charlie Daniels.
At 4th of July.
Right. I remember that. 4th of July.
And that was a fun concert.
Yeah, it was.
That was really good.
So Canadians always, or at least in recent years, has been a really good music venue for people to catch.
You bet.
People.
Coup de Gras played
there.
Yeah, Coup de Gras
did.
Cross Canadian Ragweeds played there. And then
Cody Canada and Departed.
And the Departed.
That was kind of the post Cross Canadian Ragweed.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right. And they've always. There's always ties to music somewhere in that community. There's someone knows someone, or you got Cruz Duke and his band. They're up there. They're always in Canadian doing something. So he's not singing anymore, I don't think, right now. But his brother is, maybe. I can't remember if he's still playing or not.
Well, I think the last thing we went up for was Larry Joe Taylor, and it was like the week before they do the big deal in Red River, and he played up there at the Stumbling Goat, and we were able to catch him up there. We had a good chance to visit with his drummer after the show.
Did you?
Which is kind of neat in that place. A lot of times you're able to, you know, it's just a pretty intimate venue, and you get to visit with...
Probably eat dinner with him.
We got to visit with Larry Joe Taylor, and his drummer had like a bass and a tom and one cymbal. I mean, it was just like simplest. And he's like, "Tell me about your drum setup." And he's like, "I'm too old to carry all that stuff around."
He's probably smart. Yeah. I don't know if it's a comfort thing for me, but I like this size and having extra cymbals. And I mean, it's what I kind of learned on. I've only been playing a little less than two years.
Months.
Yeah, well, 2 months. We'll say 2 months. But
yeah, about 2 years.
About
now.
2 years. Yeah.
2 years.
Between the kids and the family, and
yeah, it's hard for just scheduling. You know, getting everything in. But
And you get so darn wealthy playing music on the side, too.
Man, we're so loaded with just band cash. It's crazy.
We've picked some odd hours to get together to practice and stuff, just to where we, you know, when we can get together.
You guys have really tight sound. You guys do really well. It sounds like you've been playing together for a while. Kind of like to hear another song. What do you have in mind?
We'll do another original. I'll let Demir explain this one to you, too.
I'm not going to explain this one. He's going to be self-explanatory.
All right.
My love is like a river, it runs If the river runs dry, who's to blame but you and me? I can swim across the ocean, but it's too dark to see. Too dark to see. When you're ready for my love, leave a light on for me. Leave a light on for me, yeah. Light on for me.
Listening to his lyrics and legends, we took a little bit of a turn today for a band out of Canadian, Texas called 60 West, and we met up with you guys at a car show in Wheeler. From the time we heard you, we knew that we wanted to get you guys down here, and the timing's pretty good because we got our translator on in Canadian, and we got a band from Canadian, and we appreciate you guys coming over. Jay Mosley's on acoustic guitar, Demir Gasparlin on lead guitar vocals, and Shane Spencer back here on drums, and we have no bass player. So we've been enjoying what you guys have had to do. It's a little bit of probably of a turn from our listeners because we've kind of been geared more in some of our interviews towards country, but really what we like to do is feature either local artists or some of the artists we've had are not local, but they've got local connections, which has been really cool. There was a guy that was born between Shamrock and Wellington on the Salt Fork of the Red River named Glenn D. Harden, who was Elvis's keyboard player, believe it or not. Yeah. And we keep unwrapping all these layers, finding different people that have connections to music from Wheeler and Canadian and Shamrock and Eric, Oklahoma. You know, we've had a big deal on Roger Miller, who came from over at Eric, Oklahoma, and different ones from the area. So that's kind of been the vision of the program, is to figure out what's going on in this area. And so we're glad you guys came over. Kind of want to get back into some more music, Jay. What are you thinking here?
Well, let's kick it on up a little bit and do our little version of Voodoo Child.
All right. Jay, we want to hear some Lynyrd Skynyrd. How about it?
Sound good.
All right.
It's a good song.
keep on turning. Bear me on the simmer kiln. Singing songs about the Southland. I miss my family once again, and I think it's a sin. They wrote to Governor, boo-hoo, now we all did what we could do. Now Watergate does not bother me. Does your conscience bother you? Tell the truth. Sweet old Alabama, yeah, where the skies are so blue.
We got time for a little more music. We're going to try to squeeze it in. We're rolling. The clock is rolling. So you want to do a song from a little band out of Texas? Or?
We can do that.
All right.
Thank you.
Program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends on 92.9 FM. We departed from the normal stream of country music.
Just a little.
But it was good. And, man, we appreciate you guys coming down 60 West out of Canadian, Texas. We have Jay Mosley, Shane Spencer, and Demir Gasparlin. I'm going to get it eventually. Probably not. Yeah, probably not. But appreciate you guys coming down. It's been a fun and a quick hour to get through this. And, Jay, tell me a little bit about if somebody wants to track you guys down, see where you're playing, or try to get a hold of you to play somewhere. What's the best venue?
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook, 60 West. Our contact information is on there if you want to book a gig or
have a jam session.
Yeah, or have a jam session. Yeah, we're good for whatever.
Have guitars, we'll travel, huh?
Have guitars, we'll travel.
Shane, thanks for coming over. And
for sure. Thanks for having us.
You guys, I appreciate what you've done coming down, and got a lot of stuff going on in Canadian, and we're excited about all the activities up there. Demir, probably didn't get to talk to you enough. I kind of wanted to know about the cruise ship thing a little more.
Right, yeah. That wasn't fun. I can just tell you that.
It sounds like work.
But hey, you know, it got me here.
All right. And so we've been visiting with 60 West out of Canadian, Texas, a little local band that has a really good sound. And if you want to get a hold of them, look them up on Facebook, or, hey, call me. I'll get a hold of them. We'll get them booked. Yeah,
sounds good.
I think they'll go about anywhere that you can get them to go. So, Jay, Shane, and Demir, I want to thank you guys for taking time to visit
with
us on 92.9.
Thanks for having us. We've enjoyed it.
The legend.
Very much.
We appreciate you having us down. It's always good to come down.
We really do.
Visit Shamrock for a little bit.
Look forward to talking to you guys again real soon.
This has been another edition of Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware. Join us next time here on Legends 92.9.